Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning today's shir in Simen Shin Chav Gimel. We are up to Zivav, the second to last line on page Kuf Nun Dalad. We're about to turn on to page 308. The Mechaber says in Zivav, Medichin Kelim Letzarech Hayom, one can wash dishes for the needs of the day of Shabbos. Kigon Shenishar Lo Adayin Su'udah Lechol. For example, you finished one Suda and you want to prepare for the next Suda, so you're allowed to wash the dishes from Suda A for Suda B. Aval la'achar Suda Shlishis, but once a person finishes his last Suda, his Shalosh Shudas, so ein medichim, you can no longer wash dishes. Ukleish Sisiya medichim kol hayom. But kelim that are used for drinking, you can wash the whole day. Shekol hayom royal ishtiya. Because we say the whole day is considered fit for drinking, you may want to drink before Shabbos is over. Says the Mishabura Sikatun Chavav, Medichin Afilu Eser Kosos, even if a person has 10 cups, the Ein Tzarech Elal Achas, and he really only needs one for drinking, Rashai Lohadiach Kulan, he's allowed to wash all 10 cups, Dahol Verroilo Kol Echod Huchu Kulan, since each one is fitting for him to use it, they will matter him to wash all of them. Vehu Adin Shematzian Eser Mitos, the same thing is true that one can make 10 beds on Shabbos, for the needs of Shabbos, even if he's only going to use one of them. Sivkotun Chav Zayin, he's allowed to wash the dishes L'Tzarech Hayom. Hainu Afilu B'Leil Shabbos Mutar L'Adiach L'Tzarech Mochar or L'Tzarech Suda Shlishis. That means that even Friday night, one is allowed to wash the dishes for the needs of tomorrow morning Suda or for the needs of Shalosh Shudas. Sivkotun Chav Tes, Kegon Shenishar, as long as we said there's still a Suda to go. If you know for sure you're not going to need these kelim, then it is also to wash these dishes on Shabbos because of the tircha involved. The opposite is true as well. If you know you're going to need these dishes, for example, you want to eat again another suda. So even after Shalosh Shudas, you're allowed to wash the dishes. It's not a din in Suda Shlishis. It's a din. If you're not going to use the dishes, you can't wash them. If you're going to use the dishes, you can wash them. Here we're discussing the Stam case. The Stam case, a person has Shalosh Shudas and then he's done. So therefore, before Shalosh Shudas, if you need these kelim for Shalosh Shudas, you can wash them. And after Shalosh Shudas, with the Stam case, you're not eating, so then you can no longer wash the dishes. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaitis of Katan Chavtes Kol Hayom, we said kelim that are used for drinking you can wash all day. V'im baru lo shelo yishta od shuv. But if you know for sure that you're not going to be drinking anymore, aser lahadiach hakos, then you're also not allowed to wash that cup that is for drinking after you finish with the drinking. Let's go back and see a couple of very important notes over here. Let's begin at note number 18. Even though when you're washing dishes, even in a permissible way, you're separating dirt from the kelim, Rishon Zalman writes, there is no isr of borer of separating the dirt and the kelim. Because the way people speak, they call this cleaning the dishes, they don't call this separating. That's reason number one. The Ode, and secondly, Yesh Lodun Shabirira Hirdavka Metaruve Shadvarim Hashavim Zel Zeb Bechina Mesuyamis. When we talk about Beirer, we're talking about separating a mixture that is somewhat similar to each other. Vikan Hare Ein Shaychos Bein Akli Vahalichluch Shalab. But here there's absolutely no connection between the Kalim and the dirt that is on them, and that is the second reason why there is no concern for Beirer. Note number 19 addresses an interesting point. Let's say you have a kli that was dirty from before Shabbos that you could have washed before Shabbos. Are you allowed to wash it on Shabbos? And the post came out bothered by the fact that when it comes to kisui adam, he did a shchita on an oif or a chaya that has the mitzvah of kisui adam. If he didn't do the kisui adam before yontif, we say you're not allowed to do it on yontif. So do we say over here the same thing? If that's a mitzvah and you can't do it on yontif when you could have done it before, sitting over here you can't wash the dishes on Shabbos when you could have done it before? Or do we say no? Maybe it's dafka aser to do a tircha on Shabbos and Yontif if you were negligent and you didn't do your requirement, you didn't do the mitzvah you were supposed to do, but over here you weren't negligent, you had no chiyuv to wash the dishes. Therefore, maybe it would be okay. That is discussed in note number 19. Let's look at one more note before we go weiter to the next sif, and that's note number 22. The kelim hamunachim ba'ofen shu bizayon l'Shabbos im yamdu kach below hadocha. So we came out in the Mechaber and the Mishabura that if dishes are no longer going to be used on Shabbos, you can't wash them. However, says note number two, some very important kulas. Number one, kelim that are just lying around in a way that it's a disgrace to Shabbos to be left unwashed. So we learned earlier, Lagabe making the beds, even though it's aser lahatzi osa l'tzarim osa Shabbos, even though obviously you can't make the beds on Shabbos for after Shabbos, mikomakom imhu bizayon lo Shabbos, if it will be a disgrace to Shabbos, im tishoyer hamita lo mutzas, if we're going to leave the beds not made, so mutar lahatzi osa, then you're allowed to make the bed. Mishum shenelshav adavar tzarim Shabbos, that's considered a need of Shabbos to have the beds made, to have the house look nice and not be a bizayon. So too, a person who can't bear having dirt all over the place, or is worried about ants coming from the dirt, or he's embarrassed from a guest that he anticipates will be entering into the kitchen, if he hears shom kelim uchlochem and he's going to see the dirty kelim, so tzidid agoner shom mazam arbach shemuter ladicham, in all those cases where shom mazam arbach leans to say that one can wash them, yishum shadover nechshav tzarech haShabbos. Says shom mazam, that would be considered a Shabbos need and therefore it would be mutter. Skip one paragraph. In terms of putting the dirty dishes into the dishwasher in order to wash them after Shabbos, Rav Moshe writes, this is not considered preparing for after Shabbos. Everyone's happy not to see dirty dishes lying around, and therefore it's considered, like Rosh Hashanah said before, that it's considered a Shabbos need and not a preparation for after Shabbos. And for this, you accomplish as much better by putting them in the dishwasher rather than just covering them. Next paragraph. Vishriyas kli b'mayim la'achar asuda, you want to rinse off a kli with water after the suda, kadesh lo yidbuku shiarei hamacha ledafno sakli. You don't want to have any remnants of the food stuck to the kli and hardening. So Shlomo Zalman says that that's mutter. You're allowed to rinse it off. Mishum shenelchav rak kimonea lichluch garua meakli. All you're trying to do is prevent more dirt and more difficult dirt to be on the kli. V'shekein regilin lasas, and that's a normal thing to do, and therefore it's mutter. The host of any yazan shemikomakom mutter lasas kein dafkim einu mediach asakli biyadayim. This is dafka shu if you're not cleaning the keli with your hands. Elosh ayidei shriyasol b'mayim rak moneas aluchul chumel hisdabik. All you're doing is soaking the kli in water so it doesn't stick. So that is, again, a leniency of Shlomo Zalman. The Aruch Lezion argues and says that it is usher to soak kelim in water if you don't need it for Shabbos, even if you're doing it just so the dirt will not stick to it. That concludes Sivav. Let's go weiter in the Mechabris of Zayin. The Mechaber says in Sif Zayin, Mutter lahatbil kli chodosh aton tfilo. Shita number one says, you're allowed to do tfilas kelim on Shabbos. You could be tovel, a new kli that requires tfilas kelim. V'yesh osrim, and some say it's osir. V'yirei shamayim yetze es kulam. Zok the Mechaber, one who fears heaven, should be try to be yotze all the shitos by doing the following. V'yitin akli le'enu yehudi b'matana. You should give the kli to a goy as a present. V'yasor v'yishalenu mimenu, and then you should go back and borrow it from the goy. V'ein tzara tefila, you only have to do tefila when you now own the kli that you got from a goy. But if the kli belongs to the goy, you're just borrowing it. It's not your kli. It does not require tefila. So that is the eitzah that the mechaber comes out with. The Ramag is another eitzah. V'imu kli shiroi lamalos b'mayim, if it's the kind of kli that can be filled with water, yimalenu mayim min amikva, instead of doing a regular tefila, you should fill the kli up with water from the milk mikva. V'also lo tefila, and derech agav, as you're filling it up with water, without even having a nikkur, you will accomplish your tefilas kelim. So those are the two eitzahs. The Mechaber says, give it to a goy as a matana. We'll discuss in the Mishabura about giving a matana on Shabbos, and then you borrow it from him, and a kli that's not yours is not in the tefillah. The Rama says, if it holds water, so dip it in the mikvah to fill it with water, and derech agav, of filling it with water, you have accomplished your tefillah as well. Says the Mishabura of Katan Lamed, Mutter, afilu hayolo hakli kodem Shabbos v'yom tov. Zot the Mishabura, this shita that says you're allowed to be tovel a kli on Shabbos is talking about a case, even if you had the kli from before Shabbos, and if you didn't do it, you're allowed to do it now on Shabbos. uludasa osrim, and those who say it's usr to be tovel the kli on Shabbos, afilu higia lo akli b'Shabbos, is even if you didn't have a chance to do it before Shabbos, the kli just came into your hands on Shabbos, it's still usr to do. Shenosan lo ha'inu hudi b'matana, for example, the guy gave you this kli on Shabbos as a present, afilu hachi usr. Even so, the second sheet holds, tefilas kelim is usr. Mipnei shenir kemisakein akli ayidei atfilu. And the reason why he says the Mishabura that Filas Kalim is Asr on Shabbos Lafida Shekhan Shita is because it looks like you are fixing up a Kli through the Tefillah. Shemitchila Haya Asr Lehishtam Mishba, because before it was Asr to use it and now it becomes Mutter to use. So it looks like you're being Masakin a Kli. Ulakach Asr Midrabanan, therefore is Asr Midrabanan. So again, we have a machlokas over here whether you can do Tefillas Kalim on Shabbos or you can't. The Mishabura says that the one who says it's mutter, it's even if you could have done it before. The one who says it's usr, it's even if you couldn't do it before. And the reason why it would be usr is because it's nirik and misak and kli. Sivkot and lamed aleph, kli chadosh, a new kli. Hanikach min ha'inu yehudi, tfilas kelev is needed on a new kli that you got from a goy. V'hamechaber sosam v'lo hiskir be'ezah kli mayri. The mechaber is very so same over here. He's not mechalik, and he does not mention what type of kli that he's discussing. Umashma dafilu kli matechas. It's mashma that he's even talking about a metal keli. The harbe poskim sevir luhu the tefilasahu min haTorah. That we're talking about even a metal kli that many poskim hold the tefila is the araisa. Vegam hamechaber sasam came biyardei asimin kuf chaf sif yudalad, and the mechaber also is so same in Yerudea, the same way that it's a daraisa, and gam kei mutter lahatbil, so the mashmos of the mechaber over here is, even a metal kli that according to many, is requiring a tefillah daraisa, it is still mutter to do that tefillah on Shabbos, v'ayim beralocha, look in the beralocha. Sifkat and lamed beis, v'yesh osrim, again, shita number two says that it's also to do tefillah shalem. Hainu afilu b'kli zechuchas, again, the one who matters even on a metal kli, which is daraisa, and the one who asers even on a glass kli, which is only a requirement to Rabbanan. V'afilu hu l'tzarach Shabbos, even if you need it for Shabbos, it is still aser, according to sheet number two. Now we get to the eitzah of the mechaber that you should give it to a goy as a matana and borrow it and avoid the whole problem of tefillah. Says the Mishabura Lamed Gimel V'yirei Shemayim, mashma de mitzad ha-din maskim l'deah harishona. It's mashma from the mechaber that mitzad ha-din, really it's mutter. But if you want to be a Yirei Shemayim, you should satisfy the sheet that holds its aser and get around it. However, va'ayim b'darchei Moshe shekosa de medina yesh lifso kudasa yesh osrim. However, looking at darchei Moshe, with the Rama writes over there that mikra adim, you should paskin like those who aser. V'chein posak b'tshuva shagas aryeh simen nun vav, that it's aser. Mikom makom still, im avar v'toval, if you did the wrong thing, and you did the tefila, ef shir du mutter l'shtamish bo, it could be that you are allowed to use the kli. Kevan diyesh matir nafilu l'chatchila. So even though the Rama's coming out that ideally one should aser, one should not do it, but l'maisa, if it was done already, you can use the kli because there are those shitas that say it's mutter even l'chatchila. V'im yesh lo safik ala kli im hitzricha tefila. And if you have a certain type of kli that you're mesupik, whether it needs tefila or not, nearly it appears to me, says the Chavetz Chaim, diyesh lismuch al deah rishona, then you can rely on the first and more lenient shita ulahatbila lachatchila, and you can be tova lachatchila this kli that is besafik. If it's not easy for you to do one of these other eitzos that the Mechab and the Ramah bring down, so if the kli is already only a suffix, so then we can go l'kula and you can be tovalot l'chadchila. Sivkotan and Dalud, we said in the Mechaber that the best eitzah to avoid the machlokas is to give the kli as a present to a goy. The afal gav da also lutei matana b'Shabbos, even though it's usher to give a present on Shabbos, kamo shekosa b'simin shinvav. Hachashari mishum tzarel Shabbos, here it's mutter because it's tzarel Shabbos. Tzarel Shabbos is one of the heterim to give a present on Shabbos. Now note number 29 brings down a very important point, and if I remember correctly, this came up in a major way by the COVID time. Ulahafkir esakli. Now we said in the Mechaber, you can give the kli as a matana to the goy, and now borrow it, you don't have to do tfilas kelim, it's not your kli. What about being mafkir the kli, and then using it, it's not your kli, it's hefkir. In terms of being mafkir a kli, so that you can use it on Shabbos without being tovelit, because a kli that has no owner is not chayv in tefila. So Shlomo Zalman Rabbah writes that it's aser. Why? Because when you then go and use the kli that you were mafkir on Shabbos, it looks like you're going back and you're acquiring it again. So therefore, it's not the best thing to do. However, in a pressing situation, that you can be mafkir it. And when you use it, your kavanah should be that you're using a kli shel hefker. You should have in mind not to be zeich in it. This was an eitzah that was given back before Pesach, the first year of COVID, that people were saying not to bring kelim to the mikvah. But if you had new kelim, that you could use them by being mafkir them. That is the shita of Rishul Mazalman, that it's mutter b'shas atchak. Meidach Rav Yashiv is more lenient. He says shemutter b'shabes lahafkir kli u'lishtamish bo b'lotfila. He says it is mutter on Shabbos to be mafkir kli and then to use it without tefillah. Sefkatan lamed hey, we said after you give it as a matana to the guy, you then go and borrow it. Umikomakom la'acha Shabbos tzarech lahatbilo. Even if you borrowed the kli from the guy, after Shabbos you would be required to be tovel it. Keva de la basof yenishka kli tachaz yado, because at the end of the day, it's going to be staying by you, this kli, and therefore, hu kishalo, it's like it's yours, and therefore you have to be tovel it. Ken kosav ataz, vehvi rayo laza, that's what the taz writes, and he brings a rayo. Humikomakom yat bilenu bali bracha. However, when you do this tefillah, lemaisa, that's not your kli, so you should do this tefillah without a bracha. O yat bil kli acher imo v'yivarach hashneim, or you should be tovel another kli with it that requires a bracha, and have that bracha go on both kelim. Of course, this is assuming that the goy never gave it back to you as a matana after Shabbos. Note 31 points out, but of course, if the goy gives it back to you as a matana after Shabbos, then of course you have to be tovel it with the bracha, because then it's a regular case of you being tovel your own kli. Sevkatan lamed vav yimalenu mayim. Eitzah number two that the Ramah told us was that you can take this kli that holds water and dip it in a mikvah to fill it up with water. And derech, the filling it up with water, it was also lo tefillah. Ve'eno mevarech, in this case, zakta mishaburi, would not make a bracha on the tefillah. Da'az eno muchach she'osa l'shem tefillah, because then it's not clear that you're doing it l'shem tefillah. U'pashat ez edafkin ein lo kli achel l'tzarech Shabbos, but this eitzah is obviously only working in a case we have no other kli for Shabbos. The ilav hachi aser. Because if that's not the case, you have another kli that you can use, it's aser to do this eitzah. Because by doing this, you are losing out on a bracha biyadayim. Because as the Ramah said, if you do this eitzah of filling it with water and derech agav, the tefillah is also low, you're not allowed to make a bracha because it's not nikki, you're doing a tefillah. So we don't like to put ourselves in a situation where we're going to be mevatel a bracha lechachila. Shar Tzion points out in Lamed Gimel, v'lo odif mimadakayim alonda arum also litro mevdeisha also levarich. It's no different than that which we hold, that a person who is undressed can't take tshuma, because if you're undressed, you can't make a bracha. And again, that would be the same idea, that you're lochatchila going ahead and doing something in a situation where you can't make a bracha. That is not allowed. We will stop here and continue Mitzvah Hashem next time with Siv Ches.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.